T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you on a Thursday. Thursday, 9:35. It's time to talk to our good friend. He's on the hotline right now. Action Network. Download the free Action Network app for when sports get back. You will absolutely want that. And the website, actionnetwork.com. Tons of great content there, including content from our guest, Darren Revelle, joining us here on Sports Radio 610. So, Darren, the question that is on everybody's mind on this show over the last hour, does Darren Revelle trust ballpark sushi?
It depends on where you are.
Okay.
I trust it in New York, where the Mets, the official sushi place is Daruma, which is where I grew up eating my sushi. Went there for the first time in 1988 before sushi was hot. And my family was such good customers, we were invited like as one of 15 families to like the Christmas party where they had free sushi. And as like a 12-year-old, I ate like an entire boat and got a stomachache. Tangent. I trust it in Seattle and San Francisco. You know, the thing about sushi is I've never gotten sick on sushi, and I'm to the point of eating so much sushi that I'm probably going to die of mercury poisoning. I've never gotten sick on sushi. I think people think about that. Now, gas station sushi, maybe not, but like if you go to Newark Airport, there's a sushi place there. It's called Tsujiki Market or something like that. They literally are taking the sushi, the fish, from the market in Japan, putting it in the cargo hold of a United plane, and flying it with the people that are going from Japan to New Jersey. And so literally you could eat the fish like 48 hours after it was sold.
Oh.
So people say, oh, airport sushi. I would never eat that. It's actually amazing.
Yeah.
Gets you know what?
The sushi's fresher than your sushi place.
Yeah.
I feel like you actually created the perfect segue into the question I want to ask you, which is that like in sushi or in eating raw oyster, there's a certain level of risk that the customer takes on. If a customer orders anything raw, they know there's a chance that they could get sick from it, and it's not necessarily the restaurant's fault unless there's gross negligence, which leads us to the question of, okay, looks like NFL teams are probably, or there's a good chance they're going to ask fans to sign waivers, COVID waivers, before they go in. Is there anything we should make of that? Do you think fans will balk at that?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's like you're assuming the risk anyway. It's clear you're assuming the risk. You know, there's some people, I got in a debate on Twitter yesterday with a lawyer who said that even though the ticket on the back assumes injury pretty much from like a ball or something with crowds, a physical injury, he thinks it covers it. I don't necessarily think, because it's an illness. So I'm not sure that fans, that teams would be assured that that actually makes any sense. But if you're going to balk at it, like, I mean, you obviously know the risk. I guess, do people walk up to a sushi counter and when they see the warning saying, this is raw, which might give you a foodborne illness, so they go, oh, man, that could happen? Like, that, it's, just, it's the same thing. Does anyone back out when they're sitting down at the sushi bar and they see that sign that you possibly could get a tapeworm because, you know, it's raw? I don't think so.
Yeah, unless, like, if I go to a Texans game this year, let's suppose they allow 25% in. Unless Cal McNair is COVID positive and comes up and intentionally coughs in my face or something, I'm not going to hold the Texans responsible for crap. Like, am I going to go into a courtroom somewhere and be like, well, golly, I had no idea about this here COVID thing. Of course I know at that point. Get out of here with your frivolous lawsuits.
Hold up. You know, there are plenty of people who will intentionally spill coffee on their crotch to sue 7-Eleven or the gas station. Like, you're just not that guy. That guy exists, and that guy will show up to a Texans game.
He will be there.
Probably so. Well, hey, Darren, speaking of the Texans, we're talking to Darren Revelle, Action Network. You tweeted this a couple of days ago, right about the time that my wife was getting the email about her season tickets with the Texans, that the Jets, Texans, and Bears a couple of days ago offered refunds to season ticket holders who wish to skip the 2020 season. They had a couple options in there, full refund. We applied her money she'd paid so far to next season because we know, you know, we're going to keep the tickets, that kind of thing. I'm curious what
your... Why are they specifically her tickets?
Because she had them before we got married in February. So, yeah, she's had those tickets longer than she's had me. And I also cover the game, so I never sit in the seats.
I knew that. I knew that part, but it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that it's almost like a Packers thing where the Packers, like, in the case of divorce, the Packers have like a whole ruling and how it would work and this and that.
To be very clear on one thing, Darren, she listens to the show. If I referred to them as our tickets a little too frequently, she would remind me and show me her credit card statement as to exactly whose bank account the money for the tickets thus far.
Okay. Yeah. Luckily, my wife doesn't listen to anything I do, so I could say anything.
That's right. So, so you tweeted about the Jets, Texans, and Bears doing this, offering these refunds. What are we to read into? Is this just good customer service? Is this them maybe trying to prepare for smaller crowds? How did you read into this?
I think it's them trying to eliminate who wants to be eliminated, that it is actually helpful to know who doesn't want to come as we try to figure out the process. Now, the Patriots, I think, were first, but they had this whole disclaimer, like, if you are elderly or compromised in some way. And then this is obviously a blanket, like, if you don't want to show up. I think that this is all about saying, who can we eliminate now so that if we get to a 25%, 35%, 50% scenario, what seats can we potentially not resell, but block off? And how will that help? And if we're going to shift people, how would that look? So I think it's kind of, although I applaud it and I think it's the right move, I think it's also for selfish reasons from a team standpoint.
Darren, here on Payne and Pendergast, our favorite baseball team that's currently playing is the Doosan Bears of the Korean League. We are diehard. We've been lifelong fans of the Doosan Bears for at least 6 weeks. And they didn't take part in this, but they were at least a part of a mistake made by a casino that was allowing people to place wagers on Korean baseball games after the games had already started. And so the Doosan Bears didn't do anything wrong. It was just, this is one of the games that people exploited.
You want to make that clear.
Yes. They had nothing to do. There was no trash cans involved or anything else. This is right. What does a casino do in this instance? Are these good people who had the eye and the response time to take advantage of this error? Are they going to get to keep their winnings, or is this is this kind of like finding money at an ATM?
So that is obviously a question. This has happened before, where there was actually a glitch in the odds at FanDuel in the Meadowlands. Someone took advantage of it. And then, you know, usually what happens is the gaming authorities get involved. So this is what happened. So it was a 10-game Korean baseball parlay, okay? It was $250 this person risked and won $137,000. So it's a humongous parlay here. And it happened at MGM, an MGM book in Vegas. And when the parlay was placed, there were games already in progress that it should not, the computer system should have rejected the bet. I don't know why it didn't, but the question becomes, is it on their internal software, MGM, or is it something else? And, you know, each situation is different. I'm the Gaming Control Board in Nevada is involved, and but if you're that guy, what do you say? Well, I didn't know.
Right.
Like, I didn't know the games were going on. Like, I
wrote
these down.
It's Korean baseball, yeah.
I didn't, right?
That's where, yeah, because so, one of the wagers was that he took an over of 9.5 between these two teams.
Right.
The one team opened up with 5 runs in the first inning.
Right.
So, and then, they had 7 runs within the first 2 innings, and he put the bet on the over while they had 7 runs already.
But,
it was a pretty extreme advantage.
But here's the thing, though. Do you have to have some inside information? Like, why would I ever go up to the counter and think I could get away with a bet of a game that started?
Oh, yeah.
Especially with 200, 250
Would you
bucks?
Ever walk up to the counter on a, and try to get a number that's not a live number?
No.
When a game has started? No. That's what I don't understand. Like, did a ticket taker say, hey, you know, Korean baseball's hot, but we really haven't figured out the internal workings of it. So, hey, you know, that's what I don't understand. Like, there'd be no reason to try to get the bet in.
Yeah. Darren Revelle, Action Network, joining us. Darren, is this going to be the most wagered upon Nathan's hot dog eating contest in the history of the contest?
Absolutely, but it's also the most confusing as to how you bet.
Explain.
Very, very difficult. Very difficult. Well, yesterday I learned that not only was it not going to be at the corner of Surf and Stillwell in Coney Island where the Nathan's is, that it was going to be inside, which I'm not sure how that works with COVID-19 and how that's the best scenario, but it will be socially distanced inside. There will only be 6 women competing and 5 men competing. So you have, and having been to the hot dog eating contest for more years than probably anyone other than the Shea brothers who put it on. It is usually 95, 100 degrees with 100% humidity.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's miserable.
One year when I was dressed in a suit, I think my suit actually disintegrated. It was so disgusting. But I remember how hot it was. And that is a impediment to being the best eater you could be.
Yeah.
So if it's in an air conditioned place, like that's why when I'm looking at these odds and I'm like, wait, the woman champion, Miki Sudo, the most she's ever eaten is 35 and the over under is 40. Like,
that's why.
You know, what are they accounting for? These people aren't even in mid season form. And now Chestnut's an interesting one. His record is 74 and they have it at 72.5, 72, depending on what book you get it at.
Over.
I love talking about this seriously.
Over.
But so on the flip side, it's like, okay, well you got the air condition, you got fewer contestants, but then you have no crowd.
Yeah. Oh, where the adrenaline gets going and everybody's cheering. I know I've heard Joey talk about that before.
And maybe the guy who'd push Chestnut more than anyone could be Matt Stoney, who's the only guy in the last 13 years who's beaten him, and he got stuck in California when Cuomo in New York, the governor, said, hey, we're not letting people in. So he's now out.
Stoney's out. Okay.
DNE did not eat.
Wow.
COVID-19.
Did not eat. Well, Darren, you remember 2 years ago when there was a controversy with the count on
Joe? Oh, I remember.
Darren, I was a judge that year judging the eater right next to Joey. So I was witness to this whole thing as it was unfolding. It was incredible watching Joey. The look on Joey's face when he saw how badly the count was getting screwed up afterwards. And I'm like you know, being immersed in the gambling world, my immediate thought as I'm sitting there was, holy crap, there are books that are going to be paying out on the under right now, and they should be paying out on the over for him.
Yeah, well, hey, it's gotten a whole lot more serious since 2002 when I brought the contest to ESPN. Don't believe me? Read the book Horsemen of the Esophagus. It's true.
Yeah.
You are. So you take credit for bringing the eating contest to ESPN the same way that fan can now take.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that that's now taking credit for the decision with LeBron James.
Listen. It is clear that, you know, in 2001 we had a thing called Most Sent Stories on ESPN.com, and the most sent story in 2001 was Takeru Kobayashi wins the hot dog eating contest, which was an AP story not written by, like, it wasn't like a unique story. So I'm like, we got to cover this, and then the next year we covered it, and I went there, and the next year I'm like, listen, the rights to this are basically zero. Let's broadcast it, and kind of the rest is history. But I'm just saying, if anyone questions me, like I get questioned all day long on any claim of anything I've ever done, because no one believes me, go read the book Horsemen of the Esophagus by Jason Fagone, and you'll see the paragraph that will say, when a young enterprising business reporter came to the ESPN executives and offered the deal.
That's great.
That's one of the best titles for a book I've ever
Horseman
heard.
Horseman of the Esophagus.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go get it. Based on the merits of the title alone.
I also like to use the word instead of throwing up. If an eater suffers an urge contrary to swallowing.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say a reversal of fortune. Don't they use that
as
well?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Darren, then if you've been witness to many of these hot dog eating contests, as you mentioned. When you said Joey's number was 72, he did 74, I want to say, last year. To me, I think having been down in that pit like you talked about, where it's just brutally hot and humid, to me...
Yeah, I'd take the over.
I would, too. To me, the conditions of the AC and it being 68 degrees in the room far outweighs whatever adrenaline rush you get from people screaming your name.
Do you know what my dream is? My dream is to place a bet so big on the hot dog eating contest that they limit me.
What do you think that would be? What would be, because it's different for different activities/sports.
Given that DraftKings is now a sponsor of it, it would be really horrible publicity.
Yeah.
If they limited me. So if they knew it was me, I think that's two different questions. So, yeah. But I don't think they'd let you get down more than $1,000.
Okay. Yeah. Darren
Revelle. Let me know if I'm in New Jersey. If you want to put something down.
I'll give you a shout. I've got ways of doing it, Darren. I'm going to go find the best number. I'll double check with you. Darren, Seth and I are on vacation next week, so we won't talk to you for a couple of weeks. But we appreciate the time as always. It's always a pleasure. I hope
things get a whole lot better in our country and in Texas over the next couple weeks.
Thank you. Us too, for sure. Darren Revelle, Action Network. Darren, we appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, take care.
All right, take care. Darren Revelle joining us on the show. He says, take the over, Seth.
Take the over even on those big numbers because of the weather.
Dude, 72 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.